The makers of Alka-Seltzer bring you Lum and Abner. How'd you feel when you got up this morning and started your day's work? Well, if a nagging headache tried its best to keep you from really getting going, did you remember all we've told you about the fast relief Alka-Seltzer offers for this common work disturber? If you did, if you dissolved an Alka-Seltzer tablet or two in a glass of water like this, then watched it for a moment as it bubbled up and dissolved, and then drank it, real relief could have been yours double quick. And with your headache relieved, you'd been able to pitch in and get things done. Remember that, won't you? And the next time a headache slows you down, let Alka-Seltzer soothe your pain and help get that old glad-to-be-alive feeling fast. Check up on your supply of Alka-Seltzer now. If it's running low, get a 30 or 60-cent size package from your druggist. Now, let's see what's going on down at Pine Ridge. Well, a state policeman at the county seat depot, on the lookout for Ellie Connors, escaped reform school girl, prevented Lum and Abner from sending Ellie to Wisconsin. And in order to keep her from being caught, Lum shoved Abner on the train in her place. Then Squire Skimp appeared, and to allay suspicion, Lum said the girl was his niece, and was left no alternative but to bring her back to Pine Ridge. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Ellie in the Jotham Down store and library. Listen.
Ellie, I told you once to put down that broom. I don't want you sweeping out the store.
Yes, but the floor needs to be swept.
Well, maybe so, but that ain't going to look very good if somebody comes in here and sees my little niece sweeping out. They'll wonder what kind of an uncle I am.
Well, the floor's kind of dirty, though, and I can sweep it fast. We had to keep our rooms awful clean at the home, so I know how to do it good.
Yeah, I know you do, but it still don't look right. I'll have Mousie do it.
Oh, he ain't working here no more.
He ain't? What do you mean he ain't working here no more?
Well, he called up once when he was back in the feed room, and he said he was going to work at the defense plant.
Oh, well, good for him. Yeah, me and Abner was trying to get him to do that. Yeah, I'm proud to hear that. It ought to do him some good.
Your phone rang.
Oh, yeah, I hear. But don't you start sweeping now while I'm answering it.
No, I won't.
Hello, Jotham Down Store and Library. Lum Eddard speaking.
Lum Eddard speaking.
Why, no, Abner ain't back yet, Elizabeth, but I'm expecting him most any time now. Oh, sure, he'll be back. Huh? Oh, yeah, well, I'll have him call you just quick as he gets in. Yes, Mom. All right, Elizabeth. Not at all. Goodbye.
Gee, when do you think Mr. Peabody will get back?
I don't know. Just twixt me and you, I'm beginning to get a little worried. Of course, I know Abner can take care of himself all right, but I figured sure he'd be back by now.
Well, maybe he went clean to Wisconsin.
Oh, no.
Well, that ticket of mine, the one you gave him before we pushed him on the train, that went clean to Wisconsin.
Yeah, but that was just a half-fare ticket. I ain't gonna let a growed-up adult of a man like him ride very far on a youngin's ticket.
What would they do to him? Arrest him?
Oh, no. The conductor will just put him off the train at the first stop they come to. He'll get back some way. Don't worry about him.
Gee, hope he brings back that satchel with those pretty clothes you bought for me.
Oh, Granny's, that's right, ain't it? He was lugging that thing with him, weren't he?
Hope he brings them back.
Oh, I might not sure he will. And if he don't, why, we'll just get you some more. I know one thing. I don't believe you ought to wear that dress you got on much longer. The one you cut and made over from one of the little Pearl's dresses.
Don't you like it?
Oh, yeah, I like it fine, but it come right nigh getting us in trouble last night when me and you taking supper with Elizabeth.
Oh, yeah, you mean when Mrs. Peabody kept saying our girl had a dress made out of that same material.